This is Problematic Solutions, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Sheepful Sheepyard and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is Gen, with additional tags for Space Family, Tooth Rotting Fluff, Father-Son Relationship, Master Padawan Relationship, sorta Christmas Fluff? That's when it was written. Kanan and Ezra are complete dorks. Everyone else just groans. Author's notes after the fic. It was, in Ezra's opinion, quite a sensible solution. Kanan didn't agree. Come on, Kanan, Ezra wheedled, with his best glassy-eyed, injured, starving, and orphaned puppy dog pout. It wasn't hard, considering that said orphan was, in fact, starving in the middle of a frozen, barren, stars-forsaken wasteland of a tundra that Hera had dragged them off to while trying to scout out for a potential rebellion base. No, Kanan said flatly, gaze firmly on the horizon. The two of them had gotten lucky with the one shift that wasn't snowing. Instead, the sky was a sunny, pale blue, with only a few wisps of clouds across the sky. Plus, of course, the negative temperatures in the double digits, and the biting wind. Why not? Ezra demanded, as he pressed closer and closer to Kanan, to avoid sitting on the hard-packed snow, causing cold to bleed right through him. I'm freezing! Look, my lips are blue, and my eyes are gonna freeze shut! You should have taken the parka when Hera offered it, Kanan said, tone firm, not bothering to even look at Ezra, even though there was nothing but rolling snowy hills for hundreds of miles. Ezra rolled his eyes. Your eyes will stay like that, though. Unfair, Ezra protested. You didn't even turn around. Didn't need to. You used the Force? Oh, you gotta show me how to do that. Nope, Kanan said, turning to Ezra with a smirk. Just a lucky guess. Before Kanan could get another word out, Ezra took advantage of his unstable position and wrestled him to the ground. A short scuffle and a few curses that Ezra knew Hera would have Kanan's head for, and he had exactly what he wanted. Next time we scout a planet, Kanan promised, voice full of malice, I will put you in that parka myself. Ezra just grinned. When Hera finally arrived, hours later, she too agreed that it was quite a sensible solution.
We're meditating,
Kanan insisted, voice muffled between the overlarge hood of the parka and Ezra's head in front of his face. Of course you are, Hera agreed with a raised eyebrow as she inspected the scene. True, Kanan was sitting cross-legged on the ground, hands resting on his knees, but that was slightly negated by the fact that Ezra had somehow managed to wriggle himself inside of Kanan's parka. The parka was large enough that Kanan looked more like he had a pot belly than a small human stuffed under his coat, if you pretended not to notice that Ezra's eyes were peeking out of the collar, head nestled underneath Kanan's chin. Then again, it was ridiculously cold on the ice planet, and while Ezra managed to get away with wearing a stuffy flight suit constantly on Lothal, which woke up to frost on the grassy plains all year long, it was a little too thin for this outing. I'll send some food with Zeb later, shall I? Hera offered. She expected Kanan to jump at the chance to send Ezra away, but he merely nodded. He can take his time, Kanan replied. We're meditating, Ezra added, the sage tone of voice sort of ruined by the way Hera could see a nefarious grin creeping up on his face. As it turned out, it was Sabine who showed up with food as the sun was just cresting noon. As it also turned out, She agreed with Kanan. This is why no one wants to be seen in public with you two, she groaned, as she dropped the ration bars at their feet.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sabine,
Kanan said loftily.
This is an ancient Jedi practice, meditating.
Does meditation usually involve growing a parasite and then naming it? Sabine asked with an arched brow, way too reminiscent of Hera.
You can go back to the ghost if you want to mock my cultural practices,
Kanan said flatly, as Ezra gave a snore from his cocoon.
During ancient times in my culture, we left the weak to be raised by Nexus, Sabine said, with her hands on her hips.
People don't climb out of the womb in parkas on Mandalore, do they?
Sabine rolled her eyes and stalked back to the Phantom.
Tell Zeb to bring something warm when he comes,
Kanan shouted at her retreating back. Apparently, Kanan's meditation had become somewhat of a spectacle, as Chopper showed up next, curious enough to fly the Phantom out to their station. But after he caught sight of them, he immediately wheeled away, beeping in disgust. Kanan's binary was decent at best, but even he could understand Chopper's derisive organics. When Zeb showed up with warm beverages around dinner time, he was less inclined to agree with one or the other, and instead approached with wary eyes.
He's not going to sprout wings or something, is he?
Zeb asked, edging closer.
No, humans don't do that, Zeb,
Kanan answered, cracking one eye open.
You're disrupting my meditation.
Meh, you all are a weird bunch.
Zeb waved a dismissive paw.
Besides, it's my turn to take over now.
We'll stay until sundown.
You sure?
Zeb asked.
Because it's about to get cold, and humans don't have fur.
Meditation! Ezra agreed from Kanan's parka.
Whatever,
Zeb said, clearly giving up, and turning back around for the Phantom.
Have fun. Call Hera when you're ready.
Kanan waited until the Phantom disappeared from sight, to glare at Ezra as best he could.
You're stuck, aren't you?
Kanan demanded.
Ezra gave him a sheepish grin.
Yup.
The end.
Author's notes. Thanks to Geek Fairy on Tumblr for the prompt, which was, the idea is that Ezra is seriously cold and crawls up Kanan's shirt, and Kanan ends up just accepting it and watching TV, meditating, or whatever else have you. Like, nothing is different. But the rest of the crew notices the blueberry up Space Dad's shirt and can't help but react. Reader's notes. So, I originally was thinking about saving this as a possible ITPE 2018 present of either a treat or main gift prompt kind of idea thing, but then Sheepful Sheepyard gave me the go-ahead, and also it was snowing, and my office closed early today because none of us are able to deal with slippery sidewalks or the city or, you know, snow on our commutes home, which is basically the same thing as a snow day, so let's celebrate with Space Family and parkas! The photo background for this podfic is actually a picture of the snow outside right now. I know it says that they were there until sundown, and the photo is actually seriously darker than that, but it gets sundown around 4 fucking o'clock right now. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.